Let me therefore, ladies and gentlemen, introduce you all to the National Entrepreneurship and Innovations Plan. This is the flagship initiative, which will be the primary vehicle for providing an integrated national support for startups and small businesses. The plan will enable new businesses to emerge and give them the space to grow, to receive financing and business development services, to secure markets during the critical formative years, and to tap into a wide supply chain and network during their growth years, helping to create jobs at a widely distributed national level. Despite the severe constraints of our public finances, which have resulted from years of mismanagement and corruption, the government has contributed $10 million United States dollars as seed money for the plan. Money should be leveraged to raise money from private sources and public organizations to the tune of $100 million United States dollars to fund its program. Ladies and gentlemen, the overall objective of this plan is to stimulate private sector growth at the early stages of businesses, to accelerate job creation, and to provide entrepreneurial Ghanaian youth with a critical alternative to salaried employment. It will help their businesses to grow and compete domestically and internationally. The National Entrepreneurship and Innovations Plan will, amongst others, one, provide tax incentives for startups owned by young entrepreneurs. Two, incentivize and partner private sector investors to set up business incubator hubs and industrial parks for youth-owned businesses nationally. Three, establish a youth enterprise fund, which will be leveraged to attract private capital to fund startups. Four, provide a ready market for the products and services of startups through the reservation of a percentage of the proposed 70% of local content public procurement contracts. Five, implement a buy local policy for ICT services from youth-owned businesses. And sixthly, set up an industrial subcontracting exchange to link large industries with small businesses and startups as a supply chain for goods and services. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm confident that this plan will be made to work to provide young people with what it promises. Young people who take the risk of entrepreneurship will find that they have support through the difficult early stages. I'm passionate about the plan working. I'm investing a lot in it, and I have confidence in the Minister for Business Development, Ibrahim Awad Mohammed, who has devised the plan and will be in charge of seeing it to fruition. It is now my pleasant duty to declare the National Entrepreneurship and Innovations Plan duly launched. Let me end by congratulating the three young innovators for their inspiring presentations earlier. They tell me that this plan can succeed. Thank you for your attention, and may the Almighty bless us all in our homeland, Ghana, and make her great and strong.